Welcome back, people, to another episode of the Record Report. As always, you're joined by Vance. What's up to the people?
Yeah, what the fuck going on, y'all? Oh man, that sounded crazy. How you doing today? You doing good? You doing great? You doing fine?
We'll clean that up. We'll clean up.
We'll clean it up.
Welcome back to another episode. This week we revisited our first UK album. I'm so excited to talk about it. I'm a big fan of her work. We revisited Little Sims, Gray Area. Let's go.
This is gonna be fire, y'all. I'm not gonna give you the UK accent, but yeah, let's get it.
Keep applying pressure, eh? Far from where I wanna be in a staff. It's nothing I can't be in a staff. I just wanna do my thing and be free in a staff. Blinded at times, can't see in a staff.
Gray Area was released March 1st, 2015. The album was produced in-house by Little Sims and producer Inflow. The album was featured by artists such as Cleo Soul, Chronics, Little Dragon, and Fuka Wanko. Vance, for our first UK album, what was it like to revisit Little Sims 2?
So this is funny. When you first mentioned this album, I was like immediately down, of course. But the weird thing was when I saw the cover, I've seen this album before, and I've also heard a couple of songs from this album before, and didn't really realize it until that moment we chose it. So it was funny to actually dive into this album like fully, you know what I'm saying, and just kind of throw it into the normal life rotation. And this, oh my god, this shit was fire. Like, it caught me off guard. Like, I knew about Lil Sims like here and there between time. I might have stumbled across her songs here and there, but as an album, like, and a concept, oh my gosh, like, it's so crazy how both the cover and like the tones of the sounds in the entire project is blended together to kind of illustrate like a lot of the things that she's saying, and also how it is related to the theme of the project. So it completely caught me off guard. And then some of the features, oh my god, like, I think that we're going to talk a little bit more about that as we continue, but the features on here are very unique, and she also knows how to like spit as well in a very grime kind of way. So it also feels a little grimish, but with a little bit more refined to it. And that's also something that I like. But yeah, this was a great project. I want to thank you for choosing this shit, because it was really good to actually dive into the Gray Area fully. But yeah, like this album was fire. Back in the day when I used to work at a certain job that I can't really talk about, that was amazing. I heard this album like a couple of times, like here and there. And then I heard it on Ballers. It was the end credit song on Ballers, one of the episodes. I don't know specifically. We can actually look into that as we continue on.
I will say, Tyler Littleton gets great fiction, music being like she had movies, a lot of TV shows, commercials. That's really cool too. That's something really cool that was part of her story. Oh, go ahead. I just want to jump in and say that.
Nah. That's a good point. I actually feel like the album is built for that. I feel like it wasn't more for like the club, even though there are some songs that I kind of want to play around with, if you know what I mean. Like there are some songs built for the dance floor, but they're a little bit more cool than something like, you know, Get Low, of course. So like, but I feel like this album was built for like movies and films and TV and commercials. I feel like it's built for more of I feel like it is built to set the tone for a certain scene compared to many other songs, and it worked in so many ways, and it was kind of cool to like see that but actually take the time to listen to what caused a lot of these scenes to be created with the songs or these songs. Yeah, but features as well. God damn. Nah, go ahead.
With that, let's jump into your first song.
Oh, damn. You put me on the spot.
Well, where you would start? We start from the back. See what's going to
continue. Work our way up. Your character. Okay. Wounds.
Your life, would you risk that? These kids never been bad. 16 roll around with a big strap. Got him and he died from the impact. Deepest pain, what a mishap. Never worth it when you think back. You idolize the rappers that are wrong gun taught, but the lifestyle never lived that. Never did that. He didn't want no crud. No dead bodies and no blood. When a gunman only know self-hate, then bullets show no love. Oh, you thought you was grown, huh? Deal with it on your own, huh? Till you get caught from the old bill when a judge get your life like a grown-up. Talk about it, I'll listen when you talk about it. Don't lie when you talk about it. I know you were lost inside. I feel like no one cares about you. I do. Feels like no one loves you. I do. But it's gonna take more to break the cycle. Fuck trying to defend your title when you're cold and the rest cry. Another story here for the headlines.
Go. Love be my destiny. Destiny, I'm lost. Inside there's something deeper. With you, it keeps me warm. Love be my destiny. Destiny, I'm lost. Inside there's something deeper. With you, it keeps me warm.
She fearing the gunman. Still never leaving the gunman. Stays near to the gunman. Drop a little tear for the gunman. She live and die by the gunman. Tell a lie for the gunman. She will never give him up, no.
That's my number one song.
What? I'm sorry.
That was my favorite song. Go ahead. No, talk about it. I really love that song.
Okay. So I know you probably can, like, the story associated with the song. You're really good at telling that. And I know that the certain story associated with the song is pretty dark. But
yeah.
I think for me, what I like about this song is the reggae aspect to it.
Mm-hmm.
Her being from the UK, I'm not sure if she is of Jamaican descent, but we know that there is a good population out there that does have, you know, Jamaican influence or Jamaican descent. And the fact that a song like this on this album is not surprising, but it's also really fucking good. The fact that she found Chronix, like somebody who has been really good at not only making music that is like classic reggae, like something relative to maybe 90s or 2000s aesthetic that was very mellow and very structured to be something similar to classic reggae, but in a very new kind of way. But the fact that he was able to kind of hop on a song like this and bring that element and make it something a little bit different from like just a dark song was beautiful for me. So I really liked the chorus. Love be my destiny. Destiny, I'm lost. Inside there's something deeper. With you, it keeps me warm. Love be my destiny. Destiny, I'm lost inside. There's something deeper. With you, it keeps me warm. Like, it was, it, I fuck with that. Like, I fuck with the chorus. And Chronic singing over the chorus as well as the background vocals. It was dope. It's a nice little touch.
I really love this song for so many reasons. The way, the story. No, I'll do the story last. The chorus, like you said, with the same thing. The chorus was so great. Chronic was perfect for this. It was kind of, I know you said the jazz, not the jazz, you said the
reggae
influence. It's actually a sample. The song,
what?
I've Been Watching You.
Can't take my eyes off of you, girl. I have been watching you. I've been watching you. I, the way you move. Liking the things you do, the way you move, your sexy body. You would like you to, if you knew how you move your body. Yeah.
Yeah, the song.
Oh, that's fire.
It's a great song.
I've been watching you.
It's a great song. So they have that sample here. You kind of hear them kind of loops it with this sample like early on. Anyway, that was amazing. I thought it, when I first heard, I thought it was a the Dre, Forgot About Dre sample. Is it Forgot About Dre?
Yeah. Yeah, that's Forgot About Dre.
Like the haunting chords. I think it was like, I thought it was like a little bit more slowed down. I thought it was that because the story she's talking about, her friend getting killed. I thought it was kind of like a different perspective from Forgot About Dre, where they were talking about 10 people. So she kind of flipped it. So maybe I was overthinking a little bit. But just the way the sample was like haunting, feeling. He was kind of this piece.
Yeah.
And she talks about this a little bit on some interviews, but she also talks about this on Genius.
Yeah.
She said she wrote the song after a friend of hers was killed. And she heard the beat and kind of started writing and wanted sadness. So I really, it was really cool. Like all those points along, I thought it was amazing. But then kind of talking about it, this is based on a real story. This is based on a real experience. And I really connected with it. I really resonated with it because it's something that is like, you know, real for us. We come across this and she says like cautious chaos these days is madness and the corporate slip and they do damage. She was talking about just a general, sometimes chaotic world and like the boys and losing dangerous and violence. And, you know, we just lost a friend, Tony.
Yeah. Rest in peace, LG.
So,
yeah,
man. That was, I'm not going to say this for the end, but you know, by the time I started off, that was an amazing friend, man. We spent spend days with him, a year, every day. Me, him, and Chad, and we will be around you at the station, or we'll be right here at the events, and we'll be just picking it. Yeah, man. Yeah. It was so listening to this song, going through that grieving process of losing your friend, it was it definitely resonated. It definitely resonated. I mean, yeah, it definitely resonated. So it was an amazing song, but I think that is one of the things that she touches on throughout this album, like these different topics that are so important to her, and we'll talk about it throughout each song. But she's talking about some really cool stuff, and coming off the album before this, which was a deep storytelling fantasy movie, this was a complete, it was like, this, like, that's my art. This is my me as a person right now. I thought that was so cool. So cool. Yeah. So really great. Really great song. Great pick. You picked my favorite one.
and that's the third one. Shit. Like, still got a long way to go.
So, narrowing this down to three was so hard. I changed so many ones. Like, I'm hoping we I'm not
sure what to do about it. Oh, man.
My second favorite was Selfish.
Now I'm here, can't entertain no bummy niggas. Need my nigga fresh in a tuxedo. Me and my new cage steady blowing weed smoke. I'm a woman who can teach you a little something about claws. Diamonds will forever be a girl's best friend. Everything's imperative for the way I live. I know it's material but not irrelevant. All this here is worked for, not inherited. Tell myself I rate my niggas up and never did. Self-loving, need more self-loving. That's how it goes. They wanna know you when you're buzzing. The first things first, number one, I'm priority. Only what you want, doesn't phase, doesn't bother me, honestly.
Ooh, okay.
So, yeah, I'm a big, big, big Cleo Soul fan. Just love her voice. I love the way everything about the songs that she makes. I don't think I've ever even seen her other than the pictures on the phone, on social media. So I don't know this woman what it looks like other than those things. The music is truly amazing for me. And to hear them two together was so cool, so refreshing. I mean, I think they worked in the place, so I could be wrong. This was such a great song. I gotta say, her visuals was also really fire. She has some really good visuals that were building on. She has great visuals. Like, when it comes to music videos, she is really good. Videos, great storytelling, fun. Like, it's very much connected to the energy of the song. So, pretty cool.
What are you about to say? I gotta check them out. Nah, I was gonna say I gotta check them out. Like, I haven't seen the videos for it. I was just throwing this in the loop, like, while I was working, and like, I think this one was kind of like a real, like, every time I come across this song, like, I was very happy. Like, it was a bright side of the project, because like, Cleo Soul is just very, she comes in very like with the high pitched vocals, and the song is already like sunny in so many cases. And then even throughout like the song where her just peppering is Selfish in the background, like, was just so dope to me. I think that was one reason that I actually liked the song, because, you know, she was able to still bring in her vocals compared to many of the other artists who were singing in the project. But this one, she shined brightly. And I could kind of pick that up throughout the entire song. So I fucked with it Cleo Soul brought me back to the song a couple of times, and Lil Sims just came in and just started murking shit again. But this is this one feels a little bit more confident, a little bit more bold and happy, and I like that too.
You know, I think each song encapsulates like an experience or an emotion or whatever. And it felt like you know, when you hear Ja Rule's Living It Up, and it's like, yo, I'm feeling amazingly today. It's going to be a great day. Like, I feel like, I mean, that in the best way, like, you hear certain songs and you're like, oh, it's my shit right here.
Yeah.
So the hook is enticing if you want to listen to it.
Actually, I don't want to fight.
Like, just feeling amazing. Like, I'm going to a party. Get like a great day. I think it's cool to hear raps. I think we hear so much. Everybody is so sad and depressed. It was refreshing to hear. That's one reason why I'm a big fan of like Larry Jr. and the Currency. I think you need and the emotions and the music. I think if everything you listen to is one way and it's all I listen to. It can message you. You need a full power and a full balance. And I really enjoy her ability to talk about albums, the topics like on wounds. Any song is personal. Like, it's a deep personal connection to music, whether like sonically, but also with the lyrics that she's putting together. That's so cool. Then also you have like, yo, I'm feeling fucking great today.
Yeah.
This song, I'm feeling amazing. This is a day. I think that's so cool. You know? It's just, you know, refreshing to hear. It was a fun song. She talked about it again on Genius and some other stuff. Because she did a really funny interview with this little kid that was really funny. Yeah, she talked about it in some pretty different ways. Even on Genius says that this was like a really basic song. When he listened to it, like some of the strings run on attached, it was like very, very raw. And then over time, working with Cleo, they added like the song. So I wonder if it was just like a raw pitch thing. But then they came together and brought like an entire selfish. Like, I'm feeling great today.
Yeah.
People in the selfie day. So,
yeah.
I'm going to play this and I'm going to play that on Leah Jim.
Yeah.
On a birthday. It's so cool.
It gives off a house vibe too, a little bit. I was kind of fucking with that. Like, it gave me like a little house vibe, like something I can kind of shuffle to low key. I was fucking with it, but definitely, like you said, it's definitely something that, you know, you come out of like a big, like a major situation. Well, I don't want to say major, but you know, you're feeling good. Like, I definitely felt like this was that part of the album, and then I also felt like the overall tone of it contributed to this gray area concept, the both dark side as well as the light side, and the gray between both of them.
Absolutely, that's a great way to describe it as a whole. What is on the next one?
My next one is 101 FM.
When me and Avelino used to make tracks, live and die in the LDN and ends is mad.
She's crazy.
Trappers and a whole family in the same damn flat. Eve trying to get a salary while Adam out here licking shots to the cats. Don't let Shibs on a Friday pulling up a J-Bo's gaff. 2-2 gal getting moved by a 2-2 man. Come off the decks if you can't mix, it's not happening. More time gunshots in the air like bat, 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 bat. Mad. Book smart with the bars, but I never learned that from school. 16 doing up radio sets, I'm spinning up all them fools.
Spinning up,
times I would get home late to my mumsy's crib. Simbi, who you with? What have you done? Where have you been? Shit. Tears in my eyes, real tears when Ken got nicked. Tore everyone apart, but the law don't give two shits.
Don't give too fast.
Just another black boy in a system, do a time it been.
True.
But he had a heart for the gold, good intent with a smile so big.
Oh, he did.
We used to have dreams of getting out of flats. Playing PS2, Crash Bandicoot, Mortal Kombat.
Oh, I'm so happy you picked this.
Come on now.
I'm so happy you picked this.
This is the last one. Fruit, goddamn! Goddamn! I'm sorry. Yo, that shit was fire, man. I like that shit. That fucking beat, bro. Like, the fact that, like, she just fucking slaughters the beat. The fucking fact that it sounds very, how should I say, Asian influenced, I guess. But more on a sense of, like, it sounds like something I would hear off of a game. And while I was playing a game, it definitely blended in with kind of the tone of that game. Funny enough, like, the game has a lot of grays in it. Definitely on that Quake 2. You know what I'm saying? Get out your boy. But yeah, like, I really like 101 FM. It's definitely one of the songs, in my opinion, that feels like it could probably go in a club if you know what you're doing. And I like the start of the song, like the way that it kind of sets up, like doom 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 doom. Mad, like, I like that shit, like, cause you're just rocking with the beat, and she just comes in with like just two words, and the way that it fits together is weird, but it's also dope, and I like that shit. Now, I couldn't really catch up to like the lyrics that she had, but I do know that she killed that shit. But yeah, this one for me, like, FM 101 was the shit. Like, this shit blasted in the whip too. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
It was such a fun song again. I think, I don't know why I picked the two fun songs. Maybe they made it on the end. But it kind of reminds me again of like the child. It just felt like when I was a kid and Bow Wow was on. That's why I really liked it, because it felt like it had that vibe. Then it, again, she says on the thing, she says, this is a grown song. She said this was a grown song. Like, it was.
Yeah.
She heard the beat and it felt like it was grown. And he just connected with her and ran with it. Maybe that's so cool that she heard the feeling from this, like, oh, I fuck a kid or whatever, whatever. And she also felt that same way. She heard this beat and wanted to connect it to her. But you in a gray area. So sometimes I feel like I'm in grime. And she had a whole grime feel. And the video is even like very much hip hop, old hip hop inspired.
Yeah.
It was, yeah. It was grime. She even said, okay, she said she wanted you to think about, like, the feeling you get when you heard Big Pimpin'. I think that was so cool.
That's fire. Like,
to express an emotion that you feel when you hear a certain song. And the song, that's so creative.
Yeah. She does her homework as well.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, sonically. But yeah, once again, one of the brighter songs off of the project and still contributes to the gray area, because once again, there's a lot of dark shit over there. Like, I like this one was definitely the one for the whip, and yeah, man, yeah. I always go back to the song.
He said, "I'm in my Air Force One's new era playing PS2, Crash Bandicoot, Mortal Kombat, old school." It was fire. Huh?
Yeah, it did. The beat gave off that vibe too. It felt like a video game beat, like, and you don't have a lot of. You do have people sample video games, but, like, when it comes to making something that's a little bit more urban, I guess, I hate to say that, but a little bit more, like, within that element, like, you don't see a lot of really good producers kind of make that element for games. But this one felt like you could throw that in a game. It felt good while I was playing as well. You know what I'm saying? So... Also, I agree with the fact that you included, like, her wanting to make the song a grime song, because it felt that way as well. You did get a lot of spots of grime throughout the project, but I think what this was kind of an introduction to grime for people that might not be hip to maybe the people who have done it before in the past. And that sound might be a little bit dated compared to what's new. But it felt like throughout the entire project, even the way that she was rapping, showed many listeners that this is a grime song, like a grime album, but it's just done in a completely different way.
Wow, you thought it was a grime album? That's awesome. I didn't think it was a grime.
I do feel that way. I think because of how she delivered her messages. The flow was different to what is normally or what was normal at the time that this album released. Because, you know, we still had the SoundCloud wave going. We still had a lot of people talk about Domingo Flow, shit like that. You did have other rappers making different kind of music, of course. You know what I'm saying? And experimenting with new things. But when it comes to, like, the national scene, you still had one main kind of sound. Not only kind of run the game, but then still influence other versions of that. Even with, like, K-pop and shit. So I felt like at the time when this came out, it felt like an introduction to grime. It still had those elements throughout the entire project, but it wasn't necessarily it's not aggressive grime in some cases, like more aggressive projects like that. Now, I might not know what the fuck I'm talking about when it comes to grime. Give me hip as well. You know what I'm saying? If you disagree, let us know in the comments. But at the same time, it felt like that.
Really, in here, I thought certain songs had the feel.
Yeah.
I think people can put music in or something. That doesn't mean that it is.
Yeah.
I don't think this is. People can say it is. And if they want to, they can. But really, certain songs, good song, yes. Wounds, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. You know, with the end, of course.
I don't know. Wounds, I don't know.
But
Wounds
also had a... Oh, yeah, no, not at all. Okay, so, alright. Cool. I stand corrected.
It can be, but I mean, I didn't have any.
I felt hurt.
Was that your last one? Go ahead.
Oh, no. I felt like that song and then the song that I'm about to choose kind of gave off that vibe to me. But it was, like, once again, it wasn't necessarily... She was using her certain style, and it felt like some of those previous songs that were from the past, like the way that those rappers would rap. Because I did listen to, at one point when I was like really fucking with Danny Brown, like back and in the XXX days, and actually on his way to Old, he dropped a song that was grime inspired with, I think, another UK artist. I should look that up. But a lot of those elements felt familiar when I listened to this project. But compared to that one song and also other artists who have made music like that in the past, it felt like she grabbed the influences from the flow and made this project. But now that you actually mentioned some of the other elements and some of the ones that we mentioned here, I can understand how she had other elements included as well when it comes to like the house, it just felt like overall UK vibes, but I did feel a lot of grime influences in the lyrics. That's all I was trying to say. But this next song though, I felt that shit. It's Pressure.
Oh, let me apply the pressure, eh? Start off or we end up, get your march on your mark, get set, ready, gunshot. I've got my hands in the air, so you don't shoot. How in the world could you then let it boss through? Now, do you care about all the eyes on you? Now, you wanna sell with telling lies on you? Same motherfuckers that be killing off the planet are the same fuckers advising you. But true, that's never surprising. To see them profit just off of depriving youth. Why you wanna all dress lies as truth? Have you ever seen what silence do? I don't wanna see no violent troops putting out fires that haven't ever been started. What a rotted man, I'm tired too. But I don't lose, I refuse. Take walk in my shoes or any other young black person in this age. All we ever know was pain, all we ever know was rage. That book starts on this page. Do not try to relate. It's either you do or you don't shit. It's either you will or you won't hope. I still got you engaged. Don't take offense, it's too late. I say this to those that never been poverty stricken, always have a silver spoon to feed off. It may not be your fault. Heard that line before. Leave that privileged shit at the door. I don't care about none of that shit. Say it loud and keep playing my shit. Yeah. Keep applying pressure, eh? Far from where I wanna be in this life. It's nothing I can't be in this life. I just wanna do my thing and be free in this life. Blinded at times, can't see in this life. just trying to pass the test. Like I want A stars, don't give me no C in this life. I'm just glad that my unborn kids won't have you as a daddy in this life. Hold your L, you prick. F you, nigga really thought he was a G in this life. Fuck that, not stressing, get a next thing. I don't wanna be angry in this life. Shit really got me down, but I'm still gonna succeed in life. Plant the seed, by any means, get it on. No one between.
Ooh, fucking pressure.
I like this too.
Fuck, oh my gosh. My gosh. Yeah. Now, at first, the first thing for me, it was the vocals in the back. Like, caught on pressure. Like, vocals and shit. Like, if you include that in the song, I'm probably going to be with it. I'm probably going to be interested. And once again, this was one song that I was listening to while gaming. And the shit was fire. The caught on the pressure, east side. Like, that shit was dope. And I was already fucking with that. And then I found out Little Dragon was on this song. Mm-hmm. And fuck, Little Dragon snapped. So you wanna rip the damage and with Yes Men by yourself. Yes Men by yourself. Would you walk alone with strife? With Yes, Yes, by, with Yes Men by yourself. So you wanna rebuild their rich land with Yes Men by yourself. Would you walk alone with strife? Go, go swim against the tide. Go swim, swim. Oh my god, I feel so dope. I don't really hear Little Dragon on rap songs. At all. So yeah, the fact so the fact that she hopped on this shit here, and it wasn't even like a huge part. She just came in, living in your bed and not working for a check. Everybody's caught in the lifestyle. Michael Jordan steps, thinking you can jump the test. Everybody's caught in lifestyle, living in your bed and not working for a check. That's on fire, bro. Like, yeah, this was the song for me, man. This one made me go back multiple times, and it's also on my playlist when I go work out. Like, it's definitely that song.
This is so fascinating. So you picked Wounds and I to be had one more. So your third song that you pick is the one you said now, Pressure. And Pressure was one of the songs that I was going to say for Selfish. Like, Pressure was so...
Pressure was fire, so bro.
Yeah, Pressure was like the... She's rapping about, like, social issues. Like,
yeah.
Really, like, really cool, interesting level. And just talking about, you know, working class people, the shit that people go through, kind of grind it out. It's like you're never in cycle of bullshit.
Mm.
You see it now, people going through some crazy shit with money and time. It's always cool that she was able to, again, display a variety of emotions and to not be expressing anger and frustration to like living conditions. Kind of like Tupac with Keep Your Head Up or
yeah,
Biggie with Juicy, like their own way of communicating. I think that is so crazy that you have these songs you can bring it to other different elements of like real hip hop culture. She does like, an amazing job in her own creative kind of way. And it sucks, man, that it doesn't get more praise. This is a wonderful piece of art. This is amazing. Like, this is an amazing. I don't know if I get it. This is an amazing piece of art. She does this in so many of her other people. I was listening to her catalog, like, oh my god, it's so dope.
Yeah.
So, it's so, the last song you picked was like one of the ones that I was about to pick. That's crazy. It was a great album. Great.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What did you, get to go back and visit this song? Or you just only on to this one? You just
call
on Gray Area?
Nah, actually I did. I listened to her most recent project. Hold on, I need to look for the name of the title because I don't want to fuck it up. I want to give her respect because she
Drop 7
Drop 7 was fire. It definitely had way more dance floor influences. Like, you had the Afrobeat side, you had the house music. It felt like with Gray Area, she was playing around with it. But in Drop 7, she mastered that shit. And she had some shit on there that also kind of threw me off as well, because I didn't know that she was going, like, I didn't know with Drop 7, she was going to go in that dance floor kind of element. But I like the fact that it was just random and, like, a couple of tracks. It was, like, a short listen, but that shit still banged.
It was. You know, it's like every album has its own flow, and it's distinct from a different album, different project. But like, if you go back and listen to No Thank You, you're gonna be like, yo, she's getting some, this simple, she sounds, but it sounds nothing like Drop 7, and nothing like Gray Area, and nothing like Sometimes When Introverted. It was, Little Sims is my favorite artist. Enjoying it.
Maybe
it's amazing. I hope that she gets more love and props.
She makes
wonderful.
Yeah, I agree.
Wonderful music. Like,
great catalog.
Oh my god! And then knowing she's really young. I don't even know how old she is, but she's not like a older statesman. She's really young, so she can have a wonderful career making this amazing. She gets all the praise for it.
Yeah. Yeah, I felt like she was kind of like one of the very first like Gen Z artists to kind of make that serious step. You know what I'm saying? But I could be wrong about it.
No, I think you're right. I think also, I'll read through Wikipedia. She created her own record label and released her music through a record label. And then in 2015, with her first album with the distributor that she had, she's tied to them. She's independent.
What? I didn't know that.
Yeah. She's independent and she owns her stuff.
That's fire. That's even more fire because, once again, like, she's being promoted by Apple. Well, never mind, once again. At one point, she was being promoted by Apple. There you go. She was like, when her project dropped, it was like right there, front and center. And like, whenever people went to the Apple store, like I did at one point, you know what I'm saying? I would see her cover just bam right there. They would play her. That was like one of the go-to playlists, like that people would listen to. And I would just continuously hear a lot of this music while I was getting my fucking laptop fixed. But also to hear it in so many forms of media, it embeds in the back of your skull to the point where you're like, damn, what the fuck? Like, this project is like fire. And the fact that she's kind of like ubiquitous in so many areas of the music industry and other forms of media is really dope. I feel like this was one of those like generational projects to come out in the later 2000s, 2010s for sure. Yeah. Yeah.
It was a wonderful. It was a great. I don't even know how I landed back on Little Sims. Actually, when I was at Strictly Hip Hop way back in the day, I came across one of her freestyles over Kendrick and reached out to her through the Strictly website. I was trying to do this crazy idea of doing a mixtape or stuff like that.
Yeah, I remember that. I was
a kid overzealous, but she was fine back and she was really cool. This was a long. This is probably before something. So I was 20. I don't remember.
Yeah.
It was a freestyle she had. It went really big on like the blogs, I think. I think it was over one of Kendrick's songs.
Yeah.
I was rocking with her ever since then. It kind of fell off. And then I picked back up a few years ago and probably a little bit before this in 2019. And it's like, man, this is so dope. Right? You know, when you get into business, you kind of forget about it. So going back to it, it was like, man, I really like this album. Like, it was so fun.
Yeah, it was.
So talented. Great bizarre.
Hell yeah.
Great album.
Yeah. Great choice.
Let's run with it. Can't wait for the next one.
Yeah.
For you, what have you been listening to?
All right. So I've been listening to Blue Lips. That has been in my rotation. Oh my gosh. And it's been hard. It's been really hard to balance both of these albums together. Let me be very clear. Because I was fully listening to the Gray Area. I was fully indulged, so I was able to really enjoy it in so many different aspects. But man, when Blue Lips dropped, oh my gosh, it was so good. It was so good. Like, of course, Thank God For Me, that's going to be played in the clubs. Like, I've already heard it. We've already heard it on Boiler Room long before the project dropped. Now it's out, and it slaps crazy. And then on top of that, now I was just on SoundCloud. Somebody has dropped it. Somebody has dropped the flip of it, and now we're going to see more Thank God For Me flips, which, thank God for me, we really need it. I like Blue Slides. Like, I like fucking Lovebirds. Like, that's, like, this album is just way more mature and way more... It is way more mature, and it still has that same dark aspect that Schoolboy Q is known for. That shit is just beautiful. It feels like he found his balance and understanding his past, but then moving forward as like a human being in life. And you could kind of feel it in this project, especially on songs like, I think Blue Slides.
Blue slides, I've been sliding through your whole shit. Yeah, presidential rollies, I took big risks. We split the profit with the people, we be all lit. Top 10, 9-10, bitch, we all in. Yeah. Yeah. Better climb out of that hole before you fuck up your blessings. Before you realize that it's over with and start to get desperate. Keep your mind, body on pressure, give your time when it's needed. Know a man gon' be a man if he don't work, he ain't needin'. How he made it up by the figures like he must a new magic. Lost a homeboy to the drugs, man, I ain't trying to go backwards. When I realize that it's hurt and think, was it worth it? Man, I gotta shake this shit, wake up, move with a purpose. Been in prison in my own house, I don't know if they notice. I done broke down so many times, next time I'm gonna catch me. I done helped out so many people, they took me for granted. I done lost out on so much shit, trying to live to your standards. I done made problems my problems, now I barely can breathe. The little boy father about nothing, so I roll up my sleeve. I was always good at everything, especially my dreams. But lately I ain't really been myself, ain't strong as I seemed. I been hustling day in, day out, belong to the streets. But sometimes you gotta be a deadbeat when the kids gotta eat. But shit, I'm cheap, nigga.
Sweeter than the ocean blue.
Yeah, that one was my shit. Oh my gosh.
It made me feel like listening to my wounds. Maybe I'm playing that nonsense again. Yeah. Same subject, man, losing your friend and struggle with a hard
time. Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Blue Lips, bro.
Bruh, Blue Lips was fire. Oh my gosh. Let me see. Oh, I've also been lit. I've been going back to our last project, Lil Brother. Let's see. I've also been listening to the Kiss the Ring album by Roman Streets. Very New York hip hop ish. But it also has features with Conway the Machine, Benny the Butcher, Armani Caesar, West Side Gun. So it's definitely like a project that I stumbled upon like while I was waking up. Like, oh, this is interesting. And then I saw the cover. The cover was really fire because he got like a championship ring and shit. It was dope. But it was some. Oh, for real? Yeah. Oh, shit. What you think of it?
Oh, yeah, that's cool. I was listening to what's the song called? N2D.
Oh yeah, I actually got this saved on my Dark Side playlist.
That's why it's
yeah, they pick some really good samples too. Like, I'm fucking with the production.
They do.
Anything else? I'm also been fucking with this album, The Color Gray by Jeff. Caught me off guard because it was off of a alternative playlist that I just stumbled upon. But then I started listening to the album itself because it was randomly playing while I was driving. And there's a song called And Then I Get Revenge that slaps crazy. So I've been giving like Jez a try. I've also been listening to a little bit of Crazy Bone and Bone Thugs and Harmony. Went back to Murder Mo. That shit was fire. Brent Fires, Larger Than Life. Been listening to a little bit of Brent Fires. Childish Major. So Childish Major does both production and he's also an artist. And he also worked with Schoolboy Q. And which is off of the Blue Lips. So I went back to listening to Childish Major. Yo, give that man a listen, man, because he also, for the albums that he drops are just normally fire. But then on top of that, like, he dropped this song that could be a low key summer banger in the clubs. It samples Rock the Boat by Aaliyah, and it's called, I think, Goody. That shit fire.
If you shutting down the crib like it's a hobby. Okay, ladies, if you're bad and you know it, show me love. If you got it on you, bend it over, shake your butt. If you're moving ugly, beat his ass, stomp him up. It ain't but a thing to escort him out the club. Brother, man, you know I hopped up on the stage on my way, feel like I'm Big Z. Couldn't see the view, stood on my money, I was 10 feet. Up and down the coast in the city, ducking Crown V's. Running up a ticket on Express down in South Beach. Like, ooh. Where we going to the next day? Cancun, Cozumel, anywhere, Comprende. He be flying Spirit, he ain't coming back the next day. Where your ass was at when I pull up where your bitch stay? I ain't by the session, but them bottles me. Girl, I let you have some, gentlemen, I'm handsome. I ain't grabbing wrists, so the man is shit for ransom. Said she drive a stick shoe, but that baby, it's Christmas. That was on my wish list, catch button on a big fish. See, I'm grown as hell, I don't be hanging with no misfits. Schedule as in business, can't see, yeah, that's Christmas. Try to contact depending what the vision is. Text to a tentative, low like a tenant is. Built from the boat of them, babies on the shoulder them. So I'm somebody daddy for real.
Drive the Addy, do you copy? Yeah, 50 in a section full of hotties. Is you goody? Is you naughty? If you shutting down the crib like it's a
Definitely more of a Michigan kind of flow, but that shit slaps. Yeah, it's called Goody. Man, that shit crazy. Let me see. I know I'm listening to other stuff, but I think that's it for me. Oh, Tizo Touchdown. Pink Sifu. I hope I said his name right. And Little Dragon. This album made me go back to listening to a lot of Little Dragon. And then I also listened to Bloodstone. I'm a little bit everywhere.
I'm a little bit everywhere.
Yeah.
Let me think. Still playing Blue Lips.
Yeah.
Constant Location. Hope that stays in the conversation throughout the year. We consume music so fast. People forget the stuff that comes out.
Yeah.
I think it's so good. I hope you have like a, because you know, he was tweeting about this and he said, you know, Blank Plays didn't go over one of those things until 2 months later.
Yeah.
When another song fit up. So he's like, how do you keep this mood, the flow going? I don't know. Ohio was a great song.
Yeah. Ohio was fire. Like the fact that it had so many jazz influences throughout the entire project. And Ohio was one of those standouts. And what makes it even better is that you got Freddie Gibbs on there. Freddie has already proved that he could spaz out on beats like this. And it just added on to the whole aesthetic, man. Like, yeah, man. Also, shout outs to Por Vida. He's one of the producers off of Blue Lips as well. I know that he's been really celebrating like the fact that he's got a credit for it on this project. I forgot which song it was actually. I need to look into that. I know that it's one of the really good ones. The one that actually uses samples. But yeah, he's been celebrating off of that. And also shout out to you, Por Vida. Congratulations on the credit. And also, you're just a cool dude in general. You be liking my shit and I be peeping. So appreciate the fuck out of you, man. Congratulations, man.
That's cool.
Hell yeah.
So yeah, Blue Lips, taking my
favorite
year.
Yeah.
It's like it's in a constant rotation. Yeah, and I gotta say that these are the things I'm listening to. I'm playing music all day. So these are the songs I'm playing. Rob Banks, take him, be happy, which is kind of like Islanders updated with like a lot of Wayne influences. I'm not sure what he's doing. The only thing where he keep mentioning like Lil Wayne or
inspiring
titles. So you have like the certification, like dedication. You got a cat on my face too. And calendars is not connected to nothing. No Wayne stuff, but it's a lot of Wayne mixtape vibes, like Eagle It's really interesting. I really enjoy it. It's really fun.
These bitches don't bleed, I bleed. Talk, I talk. Weave, I weave. I slide soft in the Land Rover Jeep. Shift with a bitch niggas ain't never seen.
You already know what it is, pussy. Evil Empire, bitch. 1,000 grams uncut to the gut.
Y'all niggas been going outside. Boy, you should've known she ain't love you back. Your bitch fucked me just to get you mad. Then got obsessed, nigga, how you love that? Talk all of my shit, I backed up what I said. Ain't got nothing to prove, then no nigga a bitch. I ain't never been pussy, I'm far from a trick. Name ain't never been daddy, fuck you and them kids, nigga. These bitches don't bleed, I bleed. Talk, I talk, weave, I weave. I slide soft in the Land Rover Jeep. Shift with a bitch, niggas ain't never seen. Old school Chevy, nigga, Porsche. 10 toes down, J's don't got a crease. Walk 1 mile in my TS forces. You gon' understand why I'm back on the lean. Nigga, you got hoes now, ain't it? Nigga, you got court days facing. Nigga, you got foes now, ain't it? Yeah, nigga, got a pole now, ain't it? Nigga, you be on your toes now, ain't it? Nigga, you got time, it's facing. Niggas tryna get you up out the way and you ain't gon' let them, ain't it? Fuck no, nigga, you went through the pain and came straight from your road. Your block where you stood where nobody don't fold. I call niggas bluff, niggas will never tough. I'm the golden child, y'all wasn't outside enough. The real chosen one got his face on my tongue. You don't do what I do, if I did it, it's done.
Listen, I'm sticking OT. I'm really enjoying sticking OT. It's all over the place, it's crazy, it's fun, but it gives me... get the gangster talk, which is this. It does give me like fun, like humorous rhymes, and I feel like give like some rhymes and Busta Rhymes or Messi. Not saying that he's at their level, but just their level of humor and fun and excitement around the process of music.
Yeah.
And it's something to enjoy and it's different.
Yeah.
But his flow was really unique.
Yeah, I agree.
Listen to the Brat's first album. Which is
really?
Also his second album. Yeah, the Brat's first album is fire. Well, type of
so song, just funkified.
Yeah, the first album was dope. The second album is like the first album plus like 8 new songs.
Oh shit!
It's really weird. But it's like okay, what is the anyway? So you can listen to the second album, really. But anyway, basically. I was gonna pick that album over this. I was listening to both of them at the same time.
Mm.
And I was listening to Sims catalog. I was like, I'm gonna pick Sims catalog over them. Because it's just, I got so enveloped in Little Sims. I like Little Sims.
Mm.
So anyway, I listened to the brand. I was listening to the He Got a Game soundtrack.
Ooh, wait a second.
Game. What's the game? I heard that song, the original song. Stop.
Yeah, we want that sound. Everybody know what's going down.
I want to hear the soundtrack. So I want to find the soundtrack. Some dope songs on there. Some fun songs on there.
Yeah.
That's my favorite one on there.
I got to check that out.
Sweet first album.
You told me about that album. I need to check that one out.
Southern Hummingbird. Banger.
Southern Hummingbird.
Banger. It's unfortunate her career didn't like blossom first big hit. She has some bangers on it. Yeah, Missy working with Missy and Timberland. A lot of those people from that same camp, so it's very much about them creating. So she can really sing too, so it wasn't like she was like a one hit wonder.
Yeah.
Idris Muhammad, 70s Jazz album. It's called Turn His Mother Out. We'll be right back. wonderful. It's a great cut on the back of like clean house music.
Yeah.
And some of my normal players are playing a lot of Nipsey. Just like old Nipsey.
Rest in peace. Thing.
Yeah. Just big on Nip, man. Certain times of the year, you need a certain level of motivation.
Yeah.
Got Nip on.
Yeah.
You know, get you.
Summer music too. When summer comes out.
Coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another great episode in the bag.
Yo.
So happy to cover this wonderful, wonderful, wonderful album. Of course, follow us, The Record Report, social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We're going to do TikTok soon. Once we figure out the content to put on TikTok. If you ever want to email us to talk shit and suggest stuff or say I'm going to be on or just talk about music with us, you can look us up at therecordreport@gmail.com. Am I missing anything? Follow. I'm only going to follow me. Twitter. Go ahead, Vance. Plug you. Plug away.
Oh, did we tell them our the Record Report's Instagram handle?
I said it's on all social media.
Okay, the wine is whining right now. My fault. Vance B_everything. Not with everything. Just Vance B_. But that's for everything. Also working on another mix. It might be another practice, you know what I'm saying? But for right now, check out Off the Dribble 20, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now that, you know, it's getting a little warmer out, so, I mean, it's technically been a little warm because this is record the warmest winter that we've had. But now that it's actually getting a little warmer, go ahead and break that Off the Dribble 20 out for the wit, you know what I'm saying? It's definitely about to be that time. Spring is almost around the corner. You know what time it is. Or if you're out of cuffing season, you know what I'm saying? And you're just trying to find, you know, a mix to get some business done, if you know what I mean. V-Day tape. It's not Valentine's Day, but you can make it Valentine's Day for a night. So that project is out as well. And then also just, you know, bang with your boy GLR all day. We making more projects. Holla at us. We're definitely open for the entire year. So get at my record handle for Groove Line Radio. That is GRVE Line Radio. GRVE Line Radio. All right, I'm done plugging.
Hey. So thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Thanks for lasting all the way down to the final episode. We much appreciate it. And as always, peace and love.
Peace.
Lead time.
Feel the pain of his troubled history. Then wipe his memories, then tell him his past is a mystery. What is life without victory? Opinion on liberty. Enlighten me. How to stay sane in a world so mental. World sick enough of voodoo child playing purple haze. Can't get no relief. Lonely hours never temporary. He knows at some point he will ascend eventually. Still going to heights, coincidentally he's a mess, but still good at putting on a brave face for the camera. He smiles, you can tell it's fake. The thief sold him a cheaper ticket to heaven's gates. No ID, no entry, 27 club says. The good fly young, the good at our greats. Jimmy Basquiat, Amy Robert, Janis, Kurt Cobain.
When the stars die young, took 27 years to realize you already